good, everybody? What's good? What's good? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is 2021. Happy New Year to everybody. I appreciate y'all once again for being here to take your time to take a listen. You know what I'm saying? We're here. So here's to wishing you prosperity, peace, love, and no kids that you didn't ask for. And we're just looking to have a good year. And hopefully we're going to be outside for real. Not like this fake halfway outside stuff. You know what I'm saying? This Omicron, hopefully this Omicron, Megatron, Decepticon, this stuff be over with. This is just hoping for the best. So cheers to you for making it this far. You know what I'm saying? Remembering those who did not make it. And once again, I appreciate you for being here. And if you like this, feel free to share with your friends. If you, you know, if there's things you like about it, let me know. If there's things you don't like about it, let me know as well. I'm all about constructive criticism. I'm not above it. I might block you, but I still love you. It's all love. But I'm not above it. Hit me up about it. But anyways, we're not going to go too crazy. We're just going to get right into it. We're going to get stirring the pot. This one should be a very interesting one. First off, let's get this squared away. Dre's got a song written with Eminem. It's called Forgot About Dre. Dre's also got a paper written with the person you probably heard of. Her name is Nicole Young. This is now Dre's ex-wife. I call it Forget About Dre. But legally, let's just call it prenup. And to be totally transparent, whether one wants a prenup or not, I'm all for it either way. Every partnership has its own dynamics that work for that relationship as long as those involved in it agree to it. I wanted to say a couple, but the way things is, you know, we might get threesome, whatever, foursome, whatever. But anyways, that's besides the point. You already know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, Nicole Young, she filed legal documents claiming she was forced to sign a prenup when they got married back in 96. Quote, I was extremely reluctant, resistant, and afraid to sign the agreement and felt backed into a corner. Given the extraordinary pressure and intimidation by Andre, I was left with no option but to hire a lawyer and unwillingly sign the agreement very shortly before our marriage. Unquote. All right, so before we get too deep into it, I'm going to hit you with numbers. I'm going to hit you with facts. I really came through with the research on this episode. This way you see I'm not just pulling stuff out my ass. All right. So, the numbers. Throughout America's dual income households, only 30% of wives on average earn more than their husbands, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. So, for those bad with math, out of 10 relationships between men and women, 7 men out of 10 earn more in the marriage, while only 3 women out of 10 earn more in the marriage than men. Hopefully I didn't lose y'all with the math. 7 out of 10 in the marriage, men earn more than the women. 3 out of 10 in a marriage, women earn more than men. I wanted to repeat that for you, so just wanted to make sure you caught that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I say that to say this. The common stereotype is that women is typically the one in the relationship that wants the marriage. Let's keep you honest. It's very true, right? Now, I also say that to say that men do want to get married as well. All right? But it's not for the same reasons that women want to get married. Now, in addition to that, men bear all the financial risk in the event of a separation. I mean, for the most part, men do, right? So, whether accepted or not, there is one fact that cannot be disputed, and that is that women initiate divorce more often than men on average. And once again, I got the stats for that too. So, I'm not pulling numbers out of nowhere. This is reality. People were asked, and these was the answers that were given. So, let's pull out the stat sheet on y'all again. Pulling out receipts on y'all this time. I got receipts for you. Ooh. All right. So numerous studies have shown this. In fact, nearly 70% of divorces are initiated by women. This is according to a 2015 research study conducted by the American Sociological Association. Now, let's be honest. if the man is the breadwinner, in most cases, we're looking at a 50-50 split when it comes to a divorce, right? 7 out of 10 men are the breadwinners in the marriage. And in most cases, we're looking at a 50-50 split. This is before alimony, child support, lawyer fees, etc. So back to the prenup. The more that I carry on, I feel like I'm more of an advocate for this prenup thing. Because like I said, the men, they bear most of the financial risk when it comes to a separation, a divorce, which most women initiate. Now, we can have a discussion about why these divorces occur. But let's also remember that divorces don't only happen just because of cheating. There's some women who just plainly get bored. You know, we've seen these conversations multiple times, but that's a conversation for another day. We're just going to keep it simple. We're going to just focus on the prenups. Prenups is what's at hand right here. All right. Listen, marry for love, sign for protection. I want to say a major shout out to Steven Jackson, the former NBA player. He left his girl at the church because she kept playing about signing them prenup papers. A lot of crime was done on both sides, and he ends up calling off the wedding about them papers. Like, he called the bluff. So it's a big shout out to him. Like, it was a tough story for him to share. He didn't have to. But I think it was a necessary story for him to share. Because, like, it's not always hunky-dory. Like, there's splits that happen and we don't know what happened. He chose to let the public know what it was. So I'm going to share a little bit of what had happened on that particular day. All right. So he left his girl at church and like they're both dressed up, bridesmaids, groommaids, everybody's ready to go, people at the church and whatnot. And He's relaying to her, sign the papers. And she's like, no, I'm not. And she ends up sending the pastor over to this guy to be like, yo, come on. If this marriage is meant to be, it's meant to be. And he was like, sir, I don't know you from a can of paint. This is not no true quotes, but this is basically what he's saying. It's like, yo, get the hell on with what you got going on. Like, who is you to tell me who's telling me to do what? I told her to sign these paper months ago before we even got to this point, and she never did it. So, the hell on. You know what I'm saying? He's crying and all this and all that, and he's about to bounce. And then one of the bridesmaids come up to her like, yo, just give her, she wants to holler at you for a second, man. So, the least he could do is give her a second, you know what I'm saying? This is someone he wants to be with, truly. So, quote, all right, I'll go talk to her. I get in the room, she's still in her wedding dress. Soon as I get in the room, she hard down crying. I'll sign it. Listen, I was born at night, but not last night. Anytime anybody signs anything where they're crying under any type of stress, that shit can get thrown out. I was already told that by my folks, so I was already on game. So the shit she tried thinking I was gonna buckle so it could get thrown out, no, sweetheart, you chose your decision. Claim under distress, that's what it's called. End of quote. So he already knew the deal. He knew the game. Whether he knew she was like, you know, trying to use him or whatnot. This is, now mind you, this is his baby mama. Like, he loved this girl. Like, he's crying. The man readily admit he was crying. This was the woman he wanted to marry. But she did not want to sign the papers. So, he stuck to his gut. He stuck to his instinct. He called it off. Smart man. Shout out to him for, like I said, for sharing that story. Because not everybody's going to hear things like this. This is the intricate details that people need to be hearing. Called it off. And the wedding was off. One of the groomsmen got in the DJ's booth and started playing that Kanye West, that Gold Digger. And guess what? He ended up taking down one of the friends from the bridal party. That might be too much information for you, but I call that reality. This is how you know these people was about shit. Come on now. Where's the loyalty in that? So I'd say at this point, it sounded like he made a great decision by not marrying her. Honestly. Because imagine if he didn't sign that prenup and she was not there for the right reasons. All the things that he's worked for in his life, I believe he was a second round draft pick in the NBA. He worked to accumulate all his dollars to end up being a starter, winning a championship with San Antonio, playing the league for quite a bit of time. And what he was saying was, there's no way that I'm going to do all this work only for someone to come out of nowhere and control my money. Because he has so many people he has to feed, his family. And imagine this stuff didn't work out. And this woman that just comes out of nowhere, maybe just because she has his kid, just to come take half when he still has all these mouths to feed. All she had to do was sign that paper and she was good to go. But she didn't want to sign that paper. She wasn't about that. She was on game. But anyways, man. Let's get back to Andre Young. We almost forgot about Dre. You see what I did there? Yeah. You like that? You okay. Whatever. I don't care. Whatever. Anyways, one of my favorite lines from Drake.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
A line from when Kobe was close to a divorce. Luckily, they were able to work it out. But rest in peace to the late, great 24 number 8 Black Mamba. Okay, remembering Dre again. All right, we're going to get back to Dre. All right, cool. So, Dr. Dre is a talented man. He brought a lot to the table before Nicole came around, all right? Now, that's not to say that she's never contributed to the pie as well. She's an accomplished lawyer. She is surely contributing in some type of way, emotionally and all that, you know, to some of those massive gains that he has accomplished in that 24-year marriage that they had together. Most of which came from selling Beats by Dre headphones, all right? Now, Nicole also alleges that in the 2 years of their marriage, Dre ripped up the prenup. Whether that's true or false, I call that a red flag. She could have just said that, you know, just to, you know, bolster her case for, you know, getting paid. Now, let's say that it is true and she did do that during the marriage. I say that is a red flag. So 2 years into the marriage, you're still talking about this prenup. When you got married, I thought you got married for love. Or was this really a business decision on your part that you just did not disclose? Why are you talking about a prenup 2 years in? I'm going to let you make your own decisions on that. But that sounds kind of sketchy to me. That sounds like a red flag. Maybe you're colorblind, whatnot. I call that a red flag. Let's continue on. Quote from Nicole, quote, Andre acknowledged to me that he felt ashamed he had pressured me into signing a premarital agreement and he tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me. Since the day he tore up the agreements, we both understood that there was no premarital agreement and that it was null and void, unquote, she said in the documents. Something he denies. According to the prenup, the only way it could be altered or terminated is in writing, and he says that there has never been such a document, nor has Nicole produced one. Young is going to court in hopes of getting a large slice of Dre's sizable fortune, which is estimated to be around $800 million. She is asking for assets, including cash and real estate, to be split. Come on now. Don't that sound like a money grab to you? Let's be real. I've got some DMs, whether they're in the case of Dre or in the case of Miss Nicole. Sure, she's contributed in some type of way to Dre's success, right? Or more of his success, because he's already successful when he came into the game. But to say that she earned it, sweetie, she done signed the paper. Whether you earned it or not, you signed the contract. And to the contract, you have to abide to. So if the paper says you can't get this, you can't get this. See, now Dre was nice enough to be like, all right, I'm gonna give you this little piece of change, which to me is not a little piece of change, but here I'm broke. I'm broke. He got the money. He still chose to give her some money, you know what I'm saying, just to cut it off. I think it was 100 mil. Dre said, bump, I'm gonna give you 100 mil, and that's about it. And she agreed to it. So now, if she had all of her things in order, why would she agree to that $100 million? Because she knew everything she was saying was false. She tried to play it. And Dre's the one that was the nice one and said, all right, I'm going to let you off with this. I'm going to let you off. Here's 100 mil. You're good to go. Mind you, he also paid her lawyer fees. Going into this, he said whatever he buys in this marriage, property-wise, that's his to keep. Whatever property she chooses to buy, property-wise, that's hers to keep. This is all the stuff that was in the prenup. But yet she chose to, you know, she tried to get a little greedy, but she still got, she got broke off with a little 100 mil. She's good to go. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. At the end of the day, this prenup game right here, this is a discussion we're going to have in real life with us layman folks, us normal people. We just saw a real life story just try to, you know, happen in front of us and people trying to choose sides. There's no choosing sides when it comes to this prenup shit. There's a piece of paper, and if y'all sign that paper, that's what it is. Now, if a person, like I want to ask y'all, and we're going to have this conversation because I feel like we got to do a part two, and I want to do a panel with it. Like, when it comes to this prenup stuff, if y'all decide to tie the knot and one side introduces a prenup, are you going to break it off if the person decides not to? Are you going to break it off if the person decides to even introduce the conversation of a prenup? I think it's interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, a marriage is just a legal ceremony, to be honest with you. Even though, yeah, it's between me and God, us and God, or whatever the case may be, it's still a legal ceremony when it decides it's you two that has to put your names on paper and marry in the court of law when it comes to this country. It's two names that go on that document. So, I pose that question to y'all. I don't know. It seems interesting to me. A talk about finances needs to be had before going to the next level. And to those who have gone to the next level, what was your process? Did you just do it? There was no prenups. I like to know where y'all came from, how y'all went about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, this is Stirring the Pot. 2021, we out here. Oh, shoot. I keep saying 2021. We 2022. We 2022. I am tripping. You know how you be writing on paper and you be just writing me the last year? Don't mind me, man. We 2022, man. We 2022. Anyways, like I said, I appreciate y'all for joining me. Another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast, episode one of 2022. And we got some more coming to you. I'm going to holler at you. Be blessed.